Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Overcome Fear and Anxiety from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a nice, deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about fear and anxiety and how to overcome them. People can experience fear in many different ways. When some people get anxious, they notice a tight knot forming in their stomach or a pounding sensation in their chest. Some people find that they break out in a sweat, their legs turn to jelly, and they find it hard to think straight because their mind is racing. Many people scare themselves by vividly imagining that a potential catastrophe is going to happen that they won't be able to cope with, like they'll lose their job, or that the plane that they're on will crash, or that the party they're having will be an unmitigated disaster. And if you've experienced similar kinds of thoughts and feelings, you might know on a rational level that you are blowing things out of proportion, but at an emotional level, the experience of panic and dread can still be overwhelming. Fear itself is simply the body's emergency response mode, and there are times that it's totally appropriate and actually useful to feel afraid. A sudden jolt of adrenaline can sharpen a person's senses, so that if they're driving and they suddenly see another vehicle speeding towards them on the wrong side of the road, they can quickly and instinctively swerve to avoid a head-on collision. In fact, in moderation, a certain degree of fear can motivate you to study for your exams or to completely focus in a job interview. And fear can instinctively stop you from doing something dangerous, like strolling right to the edge of a high cliff top. Ultimately, fear is a protective instinct that's there to keep you safe. But as human beings, we have an incredible ability to imagine things that aren't happening. We can project ourselves into future scenarios and imagine how things will work out. This is a fantastic skill to have. It allows us to plan ahead and to problem solve, but it can also be misused. And if you misuse the imagination by vividly imagining catastrophes are going to befall you, then your body instinctively responds by going into emergency mode, flooding your body with adrenaline, trying to protect you from the imaginary dangers you've been thinking about. But excessive anxiety and negative thinking is just a habit. It's not something you were born doing. It's something you learn to do. Perhaps you picked it up from other people around you as you were growing up, or perhaps you began thinking more anxious thoughts after certain events occurred in your life. Either way, this session is going to train you to think more calmly and rationally so that you feel much more relaxed in yourself. As you listen and relax to the hypnotic part of this session, you'll be guided through the AWARE technique for overcoming anxiety. AWARE stands for A, accept the anxiety, don't try to fight it or battle it. W is for watch the anxiety. When you can take a step back from your thoughts and feelings and calmly observe them, then they immediately lose their power over you. A is act normally. If you walk, talk and act like you're calm and confident, you'll immediately start to feel better. R is for repeat. Keep repeating these steps until you notice that you're feeling calmer. And E is expect the best. Put your imagination to use in a more positive way, by seeing yourself being calm and capable and enjoying a future situation that's going really well. The AWARE technique has helped thousands of people to deal with anxiety and to overcome it, and the hypnotic part of this session is going to thoroughly train you in how to put this technique to work in your life. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes, if you haven't yet. And as you follow along to the sound of these words, you can just tune in to the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the rise and fall of that chest and stomach as you breathe in and out. And notice how the breath tends to feel a little cooler when you breathe in and a little warmer as you breathe out. And in a few moments, I'd like you to begin counting to three. Each time you breathe in, and counting to five each time you breathe out, so that you make each out breath a little longer and smoother than the in-breath. So, just breathe all the way out right now. Empty your lungs. And then breathe in, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just keep going on your own for a few moments, counting in for 3 and out for 5. At a rate and a speed that works just right for you.